May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In a few moments, Felix will be baptized. And I will ask all of you if you will pray for him and support him and walk with him in the way of Christ. Felix and all of us are called to walk in the way of Christ. The early Christians were called followers of the way. And I want us to think briefly about the way this morning. In what direction are our lives heading? Are we moving or are we standing still? Who are we following and who are we traveling with? Both of our readings this morning talk about the way of the Lord. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, the prophet Isaiah says. He brings God's message of encouragement and comfort to his people in exile. The Lord is making a way in the wilderness. He is coming to them. See, the Lord comes with might, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. But the Lord doesn't only come in glory, in power and might, but also in great tenderness. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The Lord is coming to them so that he might lead them in his way. In our gospel reading, John the Baptizer takes up the role of that voice in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. He is preparing for the ministry of Jesus among his people. And in Jesus, God's glory, God's power and might, and his tenderness will be revealed. God is coming to his people in Jesus, and they need to be prepared to follow in his way. And this involves repentance and baptism. And as they listen to John's message, huge crowds of people confess their sins and are baptized in the River Jordan. Now, as Felix is baptized this morning, it might not feel very much like the scene in the wilderness by the Jordan. I don't look much like John the Baptist, for a start. I don't have a camel's hair cloak. I'm not eating locusts and wild honey, though I have had a lot of honey in recent times from being sick. We don't have a big river in church this morning. Perhaps, Felix, you're very relieved about all those things. We've only got a little bowl with a few drops of water. But nevertheless, just as John the Baptist proclaimed a baptism for the repentance of the forgiveness of sins, this baptism service also involves repentance and cleansing. Well, what is repentance? Repentance simply means turning around and changing direction. In the baptism service, this is focused in what we call the decision. I will ask Felix, his parents and godparents, whether they reject the devil, renounce evil, and repent of their sins, and whether they turn to Christ. Now, this may all be a little bit hard to understand, Felix, for you, but for all of us. What does it mean to reject the devil, to renounce evil, and turn from our sins? Well, it means turning away from everything that takes us in the wrong direction. Every mean thought, careless action, or unkind word, which comes out of a focus on me and what I want rather than a care for others. And if we're honest, I'm sure we can all think of ways we've hurt our family or friends through something we've said or done, sometimes just through not caring enough, sometimes on purpose. Sometimes we can also ignore something that is bad that is happening around us, and even allow ourselves to be drawn into it. All these things take us in the wrong direction. So what does it mean to turn away from these attitudes? Where do we turn to? Who do we turn to? Repentance isn't just about turning away from what's bad and mean and selfish. It involves turning to Christ and discovering what is right and good and true in him. We change direction. Today, Felix, you begin your Christian journey, and through baptism, you set out in the right direction, following in the way of Christ. He not only leads us in the way, he is the way. He is the one who can save us from ourselves, from our failures and mistakes, our meanness and selfishness. He can dispel the darkness in our hearts and lead us in the light of his presence. Now, when I asked Felix, why did he want to be baptized? Because it was Felix's desire to be baptized. When I asked him, why did he want to be baptized? He said he wanted to be sure that God would be there for him when he needed him. Well, Felix, God will always be there for you. You are going to be baptized in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God will be there for you as your Father who made you and loves you. God will walk alongside you in every step of the way in Jesus, his Son. And God will give you hope and strength within through his Holy Spirit. But all this doesn't mean that God will always do whatever you want him to do. But God will always be with you. And God commits himself to you this day. Baptism is a sign of that commitment of God, his love, a sign that you are one of his people. But getting baptized is also a call for you to commit yourself to him in following along his way. So today is not an end, but a beginning. Today you begin your journey in faith. And getting baptized starts you off on the right direction, but you have to keep moving. We don't stay still in the way of Christ. We need to keep learning and growing. Well, how do we do that? We do it through reading the Bible and learning more about Jesus, through speaking to God and listening to him in prayer, through coming to church and being with his people, and through showing care to others, especially those in need. Sometimes, if we're honest, we would rather stand still in our Christian journey. It's a bit more comfortable. Sometimes we even wander off the path totally in the wrong direction. As we follow in the way of Christ, we all of us need to turn back to Christ again and again. But as we try to keep moving and we try to keep growing in our faith, we know that we are not traveling on our own. After his baptism, I will pray for Felix that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, he will daily be renewed by God's Holy Spirit. Today, Felix is welcomed into the fellowship of the church. And on the way ahead, he will not be alone. He will be traveling the way of Christ together with the rest of us. We are fellow travelers there to help each other, and all of us are sustained and strengthened by God's Spirit along the way. So let's reflect today with Felix. What direction are our lives following? Are there areas of our lives where we need to turn back to Christ? Are we moving? What resources help us along the way? And how can we better support one another and encourage one another along the way of Christ? We are all on the way, but it's not a way that we can make or find for ourselves. It is God who has opened up the way in Christ. He comes to us before we can come to him. But his coming to us, as he comes to us, he calls us to follow. So as we prepare for the coming of God into our world in Jesus this Christmas time, let us reflect on our response. As he comes to us, will we come to him and follow him? In the words of the baptism service, do you come to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life? Let us all respond, I come to Christ. Amen.